Well, we're going to continue looking at the seven ascents of Moses. And excuse my back. What I'm going to do here is put up on the board 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. For those of you that weren't here, by way of review, we began to look at Exodus chapter 19. And in Exodus chapter 19, you'll note in verse 1 that it says, in the third month when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt. Now, you can read in Exodus chapter 12 that God had the calendar changed for the children of Israel, and he said, this will be the first month unto you. And that month at that particular time was called Abib. Later on it was changed to Nisan. So 3 months from Abib would put us here at Exodus chapter 19. In the third month when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt. You'll notice that in Exodus chapter 12 when the Passover was picked, it was picked on the 10th, it was kept up to the 14th. It was killed between the evenings of the 14th and the 15th. The destroying angel came on the 15th and the children of Israel left. So that's where we are chronologically with regards to Exodus chapter 19. Then it says that God called Moses up to the mountain for the first time. You can read that in Exodus 19 verses 1 through 3. And God tells Moses that if the children of Israel will obey his voice and do his will, then he'll bless them. He's going to take them to the promised land. He's going to take care of them. So Moses comes back down the mountain in verse 7, and he tells the children of Israel what God says. So he goes up in verse 3. God tells them, behave yourselves, do what I tell you to do, you're going to be okay. So Moses hears the word of God. Moses comes back down the mountain, and in verse 7, he tells the children of Israel, this is what the Lord your God said. And if you look in verse 7, it says, and Moses came down and called for the elder of the people. So he calls for the elders. He tells the elders, this is what God wants you to do, such and such, such and such. And all the people answer him and say, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God. We will obey the voice of the Lord our God. Well, that's the answer to what God had said to do. So, in order for God to get the answer, Moses has to go back up the mountain and tell God what the people's answer is. So verse 8 of Exodus 19 says, and all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord had spoken we will do. And Moses returns the words of the people unto where? The Lord. So the Lord, according to the record, is where? He's up on the mountain. So Moses then takes the answer of the people, goes back up to the Lord, and he tells the Lord, the people said, they're going to obey. Well, while Moses is up the mountain, returning the answer of the people to the Lord, God goes and tells him a little bit more. He instructs him a little further. So, God tells Moses that, be ready against 3 days. I'm going to come down. I'm going to talk to you, such and such. Sanctify the people. Don't let the people come near the mountain. Don't let the animals come near the mountain, because if anything comes near the mountain, it's going to die. So Moses goes up the mountain in verse 8 for the second time, and he comes down the mountain after he gives God the answer of the people. God gives him further instructions. Then he comes down the mountain in verse 14. So if you look at verse 14 of Exodus 19, now you can read the rest of these yourself, but I'm just highlighting this for you, reviewing. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people. Okay, now Moses tells the people to sanctify themselves, to wash their clothes. And on the third day, it begins to thunder and lightning, and a thick cloud descends upon the mountain, and the voice of a trumpet exceeding loud. So all the people in the camp trembled. You see, there were bounds set around the mountain. Those people knew that nobody was to touch the mountain. Nobody was up on that mountain. So they knew that that trumpet sound had to be coming from somewhere and someone other than a human being, because no one was allowed on that mountain. And the trumpet was long. And not only was the trumpet long, the trumpet was what? It was loud. And in addition to the trumpet, you got this lightning, and you got this thunder, and you got this rumbling of the ground, and you got this smoke billowing off the mountain. The people knew that something was going on. Well, when Moses sees this, he brings the people forth, and they stood at the nether part of the mountain, the scripture says, because now he's going to present the people unto God. The Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, the scriptures read, and it says he called Moses up to the top of the mountain in verse 20. Look at verse 20. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain. Now this is going to be the third time that Moses is going up to the top of the mountain. Well, Moses is up there for a little bit, and the people are starting to wonder, and the people get curious. So you know what the people start to do? The people start to approach the mountain. But God had told Moses, and Moses had instructed those people, don't come near the mountain, because if you touch the mountain, what's going to happen? You're going to sleep with the fish, right? You're going to die. So God tells Moses, as soon as he gets up there, God starts to talk to Moses, and God sees what's going on. And he tells Moses, get back down there and tell your people, stay away from the mountain. Because if they come near the mountain, they're going to die. So what does Moses do? Moses goes back down and he tells the people. So Moses goes up in verse 20 for the third time. But he isn't there very long, because the people start to approach the mountain, and God says, get down, get those people away from the mountain. So he comes back down in verse what? 25. Verse 25. Now in Exodus 19, verse 25, you read the last verse of the chapter. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. What was Moses speaking unto the people? Are you out of your mind? Get away from this mountain. God says, if you touch it, you're going to die. That's what God told him. Get down there and tell your people, back up. As Moses is speaking this unto the people, we go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. Then the word of God says, and Moses spake these words, saying, no, it doesn't say that. What's the scripture say? And God spake these words, saying. So Moses, as Moses was telling the people, listen, you got to stay away from this mountain. You can't get near this mountain. There's going to be all kinds of problems. If you touch it, you're going to die. Moses settles the people down. A voice from the mountain begins to speak. And the voice, it says, and God spake all these words, saying. And then what you have from verses 1 or verses 2 through down to a verse 18, 17, you have what we know as what? The Ten Commandments. So the first time the Ten Commandments were given, they were given in an audible voice by God, who spoke it from the mountain to the people. Okay. Now, you'll notice that last time we were together, we went to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We read verses 10 through 15. This also testifies to this truth. We went to Deuteronomy chapter 5. We read verses 4. We also read verses 22 and 27. This also speaks where God spoke the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel. We also looked at Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 13, relays the same truth. Now, before we go on and we look at the fourth time that Moses went up the mountain again, I want you to go to the New Testament. Hold your ribbon here in Exodus. But I'd like you to go to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 12. Now, it's here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, that we have a record that refers back to this particular instance of Moses and the children of Israel and God speaking the Ten Commandments to the children from the top of the mountain. In Hebrews 12, thank you, verse 18, it says, "For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice that they entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore." You will remember that Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 and 19, when the children of Israel heard the voice of God speaking to them from the mountain, the children of Israel got petrified. They were afraid. So they went to Moses and they said to Moses, "Please, we don't want to hear the voice of God anymore. We don't want to hear the words of God anymore. Please, Moses, we can't take this. This is what we'll do. You go, you listen to all the words of God, and we'll obey you. But as far as us hearing from God anymore, we can't take it. We're going to die." So Moses said, he's just trying to test you. He doesn't want you to sin. People said, "No, we promise. We'll listen to you, but as for God, we don't want to hear it anymore." That's what this is referring to. God wanted to talk to his people, but the people didn't want to hear from him. And I believe that for a good majority of those people, the reason that they didn't want to hear from God is because the voice of God convicted them. I think the voice of God convicted the sin in their lives, and you're going to see that later when they make a golden calf. But you will note that throughout the scriptures, when people have fellowship with God, they run to God, and they don't hide their face from God. These people hid their face from God. You'll note in the Garden of Eden that Adam and Eve have wonderful fellowship with God. But once sin had entered into their life, God went walking in the garden looking for Adam and Eve. And what did Adam do? He hid. He hid from God. See? And I believe that was what was going on with these children of Israel, the majority of them, that they heard God and the voice of God convicted the sin in their life. You ever sit in a meeting or ever go to a fellowship and sit there and the minister look at you and you think to yourself, "Boy, he knows what's going on in my life. He knows where those cookies are." Right? I have. I mean, he's so powerful, he just look at you and he knows there's something going on. And you sit there and you look. I believe that's what was going on. They didn't want to hear from God. So Moses agreed, okay, this is what we're going to do. That's what it's talking about. Verse 19 of Hebrews, "The voice that they heard entreated the word so that be not spoken any more unto them." They didn't want to hear it no more. Verse 20, "For they could not endure that which was commanded." That's a bunch of crap. Word of God says the commandments of God are not what? Grievous. But if you got stuff going on in your life and you don't want to line up and rise up to the word of God, you're going to make 100,000 different reasons why you can't endure things, okay? "And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, that it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart." Well, that was Moses setting bounds around the mountain. Don't get near the mountain. No animal, no people, no nothing. Verse 21, "And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." Now go back to Exodus chapter 20. This is referring to that period of time where God spoke these commandments from the mountain. Not only did he speak them, what was going on when God was speaking these commandments? Lightning, smoke, thundering, shaking. It was a big deal. God had everybody's attention. Everybody's attention. Well, Exodus chapter 20, verse 18. You all there? "And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and they stood afar off." Good decision. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we what? Die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that this his fear may be before your faces, that ye what? Don't sin. Verse 21. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Now, according to verse 20, okay, of Exodus 19, the Lord's where? On the top of the mountain. Moses is going to draw near into the thick smoke where God was. So Moses is going up the mountain for the fourth time. Well, verse 21. Again, Exodus 20. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And in verse 22, and the Lord said unto Moses, now watch it, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from what? Heaven. This is what God's saying. You've seen that I've talked with you from heaven. What did God just talk to them about from heaven? The Ten Commandments. Verse 23, you shall not make any gods of silver, neither any gods of gold. Exodus chapter 21, verse 1. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. Where is Moses? He's up on the mountain. God's talking to Moses. And God's saying, go and tell the children of Israel, you seem that I've talked to you. Now don't do this, don't do that, don't do such and such. So God is further instructing Moses to go and tell the children of Israel his instructions. Now, this is the fourth time that Moses is up on the mountain. And it says that Exodus 21, verse 1, now these are the judgments that thou shalt set before them. Now, if you read chapter 21, chapter 22, and chapter 23, the next three chapters, you will see that God spends giving Moses civil laws for the children of Israel to live by. They had been in Egypt for 400 years or so. What laws were they accustomed to living by being in Egypt? Egyptian laws. Were Egyptian laws godly rules and regulations? No, they were not. So now they're out of Egypt. God says, okay, this is how I want you to survive. These are the laws that are going to govern your body. And this is what God spends time in chapter 21, chapter 22, and chapter 23 with Moses giving Israel the civil laws and to govern their body so they can live peaceable where they're going. And you get to Exodus chapter 24, okay? Then you go to verse 3. Look at it. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord had said, we will what? Remember the deal was, we don't want to hear from God. You go hear from God. You come tell us what God has to say, and we'll obey you, right? They're staying good to their word at this particular point. So 21, 22, 23, he gets all these rules and regulations. He comes back down in 24, and it says, and Moses came and told all the words of the Lord unto the judgments unto the people. So if he's going to do that, he's got to do what? He's got to come back down the mountain and present the word of God to the people. So you see that he went up in Exodus 20, 21, and he comes down. Let's just put this. These are all Exodus 19:3, 19:8, 19:20, and the same here, 19:19, 19:19. Now, for the fourth time that Moses is called up, after the commandments were spoken, he goes up in Exodus 20, verse 21. And he comes down after all the rules are given to him in Exodus 24, verse 3. So far, Moses has been up and down the mountain how many times completely? Four times. All right? Now, look at Exodus 24 and look in verse 4. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early and built an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of Israel which offered burnt offerings and sanctified peace offerings, sacrificed peace offerings, and of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood, he put it in a basin, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant. Now verse 4 says, and Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. Now this is the only writings that he has so far. These writings that God had told him. Okay? And it says, and he took the book of the covenant, and he read it in the audience of the people, and they said, all that the Lord had said, we will do and obey. And Moses took the blood, and he sprinkled it on the people, and he said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord had made concerning the words. Please note that the Ten Commandments on the stone tablets had not been given yet, because Moses has not gone to get them yet. But Moses has already gone up and down the mountain four times. I'd like you also to note verse 7. And he took the book of the covenant, and he read it in the audience of the people. The book of the covenant in context here is referring to the civil laws that God gave Moses when he was up in the mountain, chapter 21, 22, and 23. Okay? That's the only things that he had to read to them so far. How to govern yourself in this new land in which you're going. We're going to make a charter. We're going to make a declaration. We're going to make a government. That's what he's reading to them. When Moses was up the mountain for the fourth time, while he was there getting these laws from God, God also said to him, oh, by the way, Moses, I want you to come back here again. Look at Exodus 24, verse 1. And he said unto Moses, Exodus 24, 1, come up unto the Lord, thou, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship afar off. The fifth time that God invites Moses back up the mountain, up until this point, who's been going up the mountain solo? Moses. But now, the fifth time that God invites Moses back, he says, I want you to bring your brother, Aaron. I want you to bring Nadab. I want you to bring Abihu. And I want you to bring 70 of the elders of Israel to come back up, and I want you to worship afar off. This is going to be the fifth time that Moses goes up. However, this time, Moses is going to take a group of people with him. Exodus chapter 24. Well, Moses goes, and he goes to the base of the mountain, goes in a little bit, not all the way up, just goes in a little bit. And in verse 10, it talks about the people that are with Moses, and they. They is what? It's plural. It's Moses, Aaron, Abihu, the 70 elders, etc. And they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, who are the nobles of the children of Israel? The 70 elders that are there with Moses, Aaron, and Abihu, right? He, God, laid not his hand. Also, they saw God and did eat and what? Drink. Now, this is the fifth time that Moses is on the mountain. However, this time, he's with Aaron, he's with Nadab, he's with Abihu, and he's with the 70 elders of Israel. Now, according to Exodus chapter 24, verse 1, they were told to worship afar off, just right at the base of the mountain. That's it. Don't come all the way up. Worship afar off. That's where they are. Now in Exodus chapter 24, in verse 12, look at it. As they were there, they ate and drank with the God of Israel. They saw the God of Israel. He didn't raise his hand against them. They're worshiping afar off. You got this group of people there with Moses. In that context, in that setting, verse 12 of 24 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them." It's here, after four times up and down, that Moses will finally receive the Ten Commandments written on tables in stone. Verse 18 informs us that Moses would be in the mountain with God to receive the Ten Commandments for 40 days and 40 nights. Right? Now, let's just look at that, verse 18. Well, let's do this. Moses is there for 40 days and 40 nights to get the tables of stones made from God, the writing of God, the Ten Commandments. Now, the scripture says he was there 40 days and 40 nights. It doesn't take 40 days and 40 nights to memorize Ten Commandments. All right? Moses goes up the mountain in Exodus 24:9. Okay? He doesn't come back down the mountain until Exodus 32:15. That's for the fifth time. So he's there for 40 days. He's up in Exodus chapter 24, verse 9. Now, if you read the next seven chapters, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, if you read the next seven chapters in the book of Exodus, you will see why Moses was up the mountain for the fifth time for 40 days and 40 nights. Because the next seven chapters of the book of Exodus give us the revelation concerning the tabernacle. The reason why Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights is because God then begins to reveal to him the revelation of the tabernacle. In Exodus chapter 26, verse 1, you read the tabernacle. Verse 15, the framework. Verse 31, he tells them about the curtain. Exodus chapter 27, verse 1, he tells them about the burnt offering, the altar. Verse 9, the court and its hangings. Verse 20, he tells them about the oil for the lamp. Exodus chapter 18, verse 1, he tells them about the vestments for the priesthood. Verse 6, he gives them the revelation of the ephod. Verse 15, the revelation of the breastplate. Verse 31, other priestly vestments. Exodus chapter 28, or 29, verse 1, he gives Moses a revelation about ordination of priests. Verse 38, the daily offerings. Verse 1 of chapter 30 of Exodus, he gives him the revelation of the altar of incense. Verse 11, the half shekel for the sanctuary. Verse 30, the bronze basin. Verse 22, the anointing oil and incense. In Exodus 31:2, he chooses out two particular men, craftsmen, to make the chest, make the tabernacle. He talks about Bezalel. He picks him personally, and he chooses Oholiab to be the craftsman to oversee the project. In Exodus chapter 31, verse 12, he gives them the Sabbath law. And finally, after the tabernacle, the framework, the curtain, the altar of burnt offering, the court and its hangings, the oil for the lamp, the vestments for the priesthood, the ephod, the breastplate, the other priestly vestments, the ordination of priests, the daily sacrifices, the altar of incense, the half shekel, the bronze basin, the anointing oil, the two men that he chooses out, the Sabbath law. After all of that, in the last verse of chapter 31, he then gives Moses what? the two tablets. He gives them the Ten Commandments. See it? Exodus 31, verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. So the actual presenting of the Ten Commandments to Moses was relatively a short period of time with regards to the other 40 days that he was up there. Because the 40 days he was up there, he was getting what? The revelation for the tabernacle and everything that went with the tabernacle. And this is important because the tabernacle foreshadowed the one who was to come, the Lord Jesus Christ. The dimensions of the tabernacle, the colors of the tabernacle, the implements of the tabernacle, they were all to foreshadow the perfect one, the Messiah, the one who was to come and to redeem Israel from the curse, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Exodus 32, verse 1. Gotta love it. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us, for as this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him. So he's up there for 40 days and 40 nights getting the revelation of the tabernacle. At the end of it, he gets the two tables of stone, the Ten Commandments. In the meantime, back in the camp, Aaron's back down now. The other elders are back down there. They're watching over the camp while Moses went up to the mountain. The people, the ones that said, we'll do whatever God says. The people who took a blood covenant and had the blood sprinkled on them, who swore that they would uphold the civil laws and what God said, one of them being, thou shalt not make any other gods of gold or silver. You know what they're doing? They're set to make themselves a god of gold or silver. So they go unto Aaron. Yep. So, Exodus chapter 32, verse 15. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand, the tables written on both sides, the one on one side and the one what was written on the other side. So Moses went up the mountain in Exodus 24:9. Here we go. Exodus 24:9. He's up there for how long? 40 days. He's getting the revelation for the what? Tabernacle. At the end of everything's over, what's God give him? Ten Commandments, right? So he starts and he turns and he comes back down in Exodus 32, 15. And as he's walking down, what's he got with him? He's got the commandments, right? All right. This will be the fifth time that Moses has been up and down the mountain in complete trips. It was on the fifth trip up the mountain that Moses actually received the two tablets, the Ten Commandments, because we see that he's been there four times already. Well, as Moses comes down, guess what he sees? Just like any leader sees with people. They turn around and they're not doing what they should be doing. So, you know what Moses does? He gets angry. I guess I'd get angry too. And what's he do? He throws the commandments down. He throws the commandments down. He breaks them. He sees the golden calf. He turns around, smashes it all down, turns it into powder, throws it over the water, says to the people, now drink this water. Then he goes to Aaron and he says to Aaron, what did they do to you that you made this calf? And he said, I don't know. They didn't do nothing. I threw this stuff in, and in a minute, poof, like a Pop-Tart, out came this calf. So Moses scratches his head down and says, okay. Then Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? And this is very important because you know who answers in unison to the question who is on the Lord's side? The tribe of Levi, the Levites. They say, we are on the Lord's side. So Moses says to the tribe of the Levites, now the tribe of Levi, take your sword, strap it to your side, go through the camp and kill your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, every man his brother, that's still worshiping and still reveling. Because if you read the record, which I'm not going to do, but you read it yourself, you'll see they were having a party, and then after the party, they were indulging in sexual play. They rose up to play. That's what it meant. And that's why they chose a calf god, because the calf god, the cow god, of Egypt was indicative of sexual acts. You see, if you wanted something, you would choose a god that would go along with what you wanted. If you were a sailor, you would choose, who is it, Neptune in Greek or Roman, whatever. If you were a warrior, you would choose Mars. If you were a lover, you would choose, I guess, Venus or Cupid or whatever. You would choose that god who's directly proportional to that craft. That's what they wanted. They wanted a sexual god, so that's why they chose the cow and all the milkers. Anyway, so he comes down. A lot of the people stopped, got their attention, but some of the people were still screwing around. So you know what the children of Levi do? The Levites, they go, they take, and you know what they do? They kill them. And if you read the record, it said that over 3,000 were killed that day. And then if you read the record further, the Word of God says, because you did this and you disregard, you had more regard for me instead of your family, you are a particular tribe, and I have chosen you to serve the Lord, and you will be a special people unto me. And that's how the Levites got started. Well, look at Exodus chapter 32, verse 27. Talking about the Levites that came to him. And he said unto them, 27, 32, Exodus 32, 27, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, every man his companion, every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of that people that day about 3,000 men. And Moses said, consecrate yourselves today unto the Lord, every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow a blessing upon you this day. In other words, you did this, you did it against your brother, you did it against your son, consecrate yourself to say, because the Lord's going to bestow a blessing upon you. Who's he talking to? The tribe of Levi. And it came to pass that on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin. Now I will go up unto the Lord, peradventure, I shall make atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people had sinned a great sin. They had made gods of gold. In Exodus chapter 31, look at verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up in the land of Egypt. Exodus 33, 1, I'm sorry. Unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. So Moses goes up the mountain in Exodus 32, verse 31. Let's write that down. This is the sixth time. This is after the golden cow. In Exodus 32, 31, he goes up. And in Exodus 33, verse 1, he comes back down. 33:1. So we're at Exodus 33:1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, down all the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, such and such, 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 I'm going to give it to you. He goes back to the promise. He forgives the people. He says, go do what I told you to do. Go do what I told you to do. Now let's go to Exodus chapter 34. Exodus 34, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest. Now, the first set of tablets that were given to Moses, who hewed them out? God did. And who wrote on them? God did. Who broke them? Moses did. So God said, break my tablets, will you? Okay. Now you get your butt up in the morning and you go get me two tablets and hew them out. Now you got to remember, I taught you that this area is all what? Granite. Very hard stone. And he's got to get a chisel, get a whatever, and he's got to hew out now. He's got to take from the rock, which is no small feat in itself, two more tablets. And not only, when Moses went up the first time to get the Ten Commandments, he went up what? Empty-handed. Now Moses is 80 years old at this point, right? Now it's no small feat for an 80-year-old man to go up six times already. But the seventh time that Moses is going to go up, he's going to go up carrying what? Two tablets, which weigh who knows how much. Okay? All right. Verse 1, Exodus 34. The Lord said unto Moses, hew thee out two tables of stone, like unto the first. What happened to the first ones? Moses did what? Broke them. And I will write upon the tables the words that were in the first tablets that you broke. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Sinai, Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain. Exodus 34, verse 27. Exodus 34, verse 27. You can read the rest when you have in your own time. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words. Now listen. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. Verse 28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. Neither did he eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant. Then it says the Ten Commandments. Now we got an apparent contradiction, because the Word of God says in more than one place that God said that he was going to write the Ten Commandments on the tablets. Okay, but now you're seeing that Moses is writing words of the covenant. And then it says the Ten Commandments. Now look at verse 29. I'm going to show you how this works. And it came to pass that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses didn't know the skin of his face shine as they talked with him. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, that is, verse 27 and verse 28, when the Lord said, write thou these words, if you read in those things, you'll see that God is talking about the ceremonial and the judicial laws that God gave him more of. While he was writing those laws, God wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets that were prepared, cut out for Moses. Hold your finger here and go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. I'll show it to you. So Moses got more revelation to write down, and as Moses is writing that revelation down, God did do what he said he would do. Moses presented God the tablets. God put the Ten Commandments, writing with the finger of God on the Ten Commandments, but Moses was getting some more information and revelation to teach the children. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, look at verse 1. This is recounting what happened on the mountain. At that time, the Lord said unto me, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first. This is Moses telling him what happened. This is in the last month of his life, as a matter of fact. Okay, Deuteronomy covers a period of about 30 to 45 days. That's it. And it's in the last month of Moses' life, and he's recounting. It's a telling again of what happened. Hew thee out two tables of stone like unto the first, and come up unto me in the mount, and I will make thee an ark of wood. And I will write, it gives us more information now, and I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou brokest. And then I want you to put them in where? The ark. Verse 3. and I made an ark of shittim wood. You see, we see this in the record. It adds to what was going on. This is why you got to read different places to get the whole context and the scripture. And hewed out two tables of stone like unto the first, and he went up the mountain, having the two tablets in mine hand. And he wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord spake to you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them unto who? Me. So you see, it was God who wrote the commandments both times. Moses wrote some other laws that he brought back with him, wrote them down. But the commandments themselves were written by God. The first time, hewed out by God, written by God. The second time, written by God, hewed out by who? Moses. So you see that this is going to be the seventh time. It's going to be the giving again of the Ten Commandments, and the seventh time that Moses actually goes up and comes back down the mountain. So in Exodus chapter 34, verse 4, God calls him up again. And in Exodus 34, verse 29, Moses comes back down. Now, this particular time when Moses comes back down, there's something different about Moses. What is it? Right, his face is all shining, and he doesn't know it because he's been up there 40 days and 40 nights, and he didn't what? Eat or drink for 40 days or 40 nights. A miracle, I would say. Doesn't say 4 hours, it says 40 days and 40 nights. But when he comes back down, he's all aglow. And the word goes on to tell you that when he goes and he talks to these people, what's he do? Right, God put a veil over his head, so forth and so forth. So there you got the seven ascents of Moses. First time up, Exodus 19, verse 3, he goes up. God says, listen up, Moses, tell these people, I want them to behave themselves. I'll take care of them. They listen to me. Everything's going to be okay. He comes down in verse 7 of Exodus 19. He says, God said such and such. Calls for the elders of the people. Presents the word of the God, the word of God to them. The people all answer with one voice, we're going to obey God. We'll do everything. So he goes back up in verse 8 of Exodus 19 to tell God the answer of the people. Well, why he goes back up in Exodus chapter 8, or verse chapter 19, verse 8, God goes and says, you know what, be ready in 3 days. I'm going to come. I'm going to visit you guys. Set bounds around the mountain. Sanctify the people. Don't let nobody come near the mountain. Anything comes near the mountain is going to what? It's got to get killed. No animals, no nothing. Moses comes back down. Exodus 19, verse 20, tells the people all of these things. In he comes back down in verse 14. Those 3 days go by, thunderings, smokes, loud thundering. Then he hears a trumpet blow, and the trumpet's blowing real long. And the longer it blows, the louder it gets. And the mountain's shaking, and it's rumbling. And Moses gathers the people, brings them to the nether part of the mountain, to the base, and they're looking. And God calls to Moses out of all of this, and Moses then, in Exodus chapter 19, verse 20, goes up to God. But as soon as he gets there, what's God saying to Moses? Get back down. Why? Because the people are getting curious, and they start to come to the mountain. Now, if they touch the mountain, what's going to happen to the people? They're going to die. So Moses, quick, he's 80 years old, comes back down in verse 25. Exodus 19, 25. Exodus 20, verse 1, the scripture says, and God spake all these words unto the people. Then verses 2 to verse 17 list what? The Ten Commandments. God speaks them in a loud voice. The people hear them. And what's the people's reaction? We don't want to hear from God no more. We're petrified, right? We can't take this no more. So they go to Moses and they say to Moses, such and such, such and such, such and such. Okay, so Moses goes back up in Exodus chapter 20, but he doesn't come back down to Exodus 24. What does he get at this particular time? He gets the civil laws to govern the children of Israel in the wilderness. The children of Israel had been in Egypt. They had been living under whose laws? Egypt's laws. So he comes back down here, and what happens? He gives the children of Israel the what? The laws. Reads them to them. Also does what? Makes a blood covenant with them. Sprinkles the blood on them. They make a blood covenant. Hey, we're going to do the word. Everything's going to be okay. God calls them back up in 24:9, but who's he calling 24:9 with him? Aaron, Abihu, Nadab, 70 of the elders. The word says worship afar off. At some point of that meeting, God speaks. They see God. They eat. God speaks and says, now Moses, come up. I think if you read the record, it says Moses and Joshua were there. So Moses sends Aaron, the elders, back to the camp to take care of the people. He goes up, and it's on the fifth trip up, Exodus 24, that he goes up. But he doesn't come back to Exodus 32, seven chapters worth. Seven chapters. During the 40 days and 40 nights he's up the first time, what has God given him? Revelation of the tabernacle. The revelation of the tabernacle, the priesthood, the oil, etc., 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 etc. On the last verse of that chapter, it says that God hands him what? The commandments. The commandments. So in the meantime, he starts to come down, meets Joshua, and Joshua says there's a sound of war in the camp, and Moses already knew what was going on. He said, that's not war. He said, that's sin. When they get down, they see this cow. Then all of that stuff happens with the cow. The Levites called out. Levites go and kill such and such, such and such. Moses says, I'm going to go up because you made a great sin, and I'm going to see if I can get God to forgive you. So in Exodus 32:31, what does Moses do? Moses goes up. 32:31. Exodus 33:31, God says, such and such, I forgive them. You go, take them into the land which I said to take them into. Then it says that the Lord spake unto Moses for the last time with this particular context that we're talking about. And he says to Moses, hey, Moses, do you remember them two tablets I gave you? He says, yeah, I remember. He said, now I want you to go find me two just like them. So Moses goes down to Staples, right? There ain't no Staples around there. Moses got to get himself a chisel, and he's got to hew himself out two tablets. He says, you come on up here and hang out with me for a little bit, and I'm going to give you some more information, and I'm going to give you those tablets. I'll write on. He says, but you broke them, so you go find me two more, then bring them up. So he goes up. The Word of God says he's there 40 days and what? 40 nights. God gives him some additional information. Moses writes down the additional information. Moses presents the tablets to God. God writes the Ten Commandments on the tablets, give them to Moses, and the Word of God says Moses comes back down to the mountain, and that, my friends, is the accuracy of how many times Moses, in complete trips, went up and down the Mount of God, and that's how we got to receive the Ten Commandments. Okay? So let's pray. Father, thank you for your Word. Thanks for your love. And we thank you for the great truth in which you've given us your Word. And we thank that we can study and go back and read the in-betweens now of those chapters, and now they'll become living and real for us, and they'll mean more to us, Father. And thank you, Father, for men like Moses who foreshadowed the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're today especially thankful in this time of the year and the season for our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, for all that he has done for us, for how he loves us, and for how he gave his life for us. And may we, Father, not be distracted by the things of the world, but we too give our lives for him, Father, in just love and respect for what he did for us. We thank you for each person here. Thank you for the people that will hear this teaching. And I thank you, Father, that it will inspire them to read your Word and not read around your Word. I thank you for these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Let's